Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
During the course of a spring, we see a lot of colleges from all over the country down in South Florida, rightfully so. I mean, they don't make a living at it. Maybe a couple of kids, and they could bring that could, you know, change over probably a 4 or 5 year period, a little bit of the program. And certainly a lot of the schools that we have watched and see a lot of the people that we know, Bill Miller, who's a longtime friend, longtime coach around the country, is now at Kansas University and trying to get things back on track, where head coach David Beatty has been working extremely hard. And one of the grounds this spring has been in South Florida to go with a couple of players that the Jayhawks already have. And Coach Beatty joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Larry, thanks a lot, man. What an honor to be on with you, bud.
You know, this is the time of year where the head coaches at all the colleges sit there and say, you know what, I wish I could go on the road. You know, this is my program. I want to kind of, you know, I would like to sell it. I would like to do this and that. And that's one of the most frustrating things. And, you know, you talk to the Jim Levitts or the Mario Cristobals or the Greg Schiano's who used to make just a career out of going to spring football games and talking with family and people like that, and they kind of took it away. And now you have a situation where you send your coaches down to scout the kids out. I know it's not an easy world for you, but you have a guy in Bill Miller who has done South Florida and kind of knows it as well as anybody, kind of beating the bushes down here, putting your shirt on, putting that name out there. That's got to be huge for your program to get into an area that you haven't been in quite a while.
Man, it is, Larry. And I tell you, you know, just an enormous amount of respect that I've always had for Bill Miller. You know, he and I worked together here at Kansas a number of years back. And it was before then that I became friends with him, kind of like you, man. He's one of them guys that is one of the most friendly guys in all of college football. Everybody knows who he is. You know, you don't get to just come down to South Florida and recruit. It's going to take some time.
Yep.
And it takes instant relationships with a guy like Bill Miller to be able to get you in there and to be able to make some inroads quick enough for those guys to trust you to know that those kids are going to be taken care of when you bring them to the central part of the United States. And, you know, Bill is so highly thought of down there. I was down there recruiting when I was at A&M.
Yeah,
Travis Rudolph, some of those guys. I mean, come down there and look at some of the Kermit Whitfield, all those guys. I just remember recruiting those guys. And everywhere I'd go, I would be there with Bill. Bill took me around, and he introduced me to everybody. And I quickly realized that this guy's really, really special. I mean, he's not your average football coach. He's a guy that creates lasting relationships with these guys down here that really do mean something. So when they come to our facility, it's a buddy that's there. It's not just a high school coach working with a college coach. It's a true friend relationship.
Yep.
There. And I just admire him because he's done that year in and year out. And guys like you, Larry, he's been able to build those relationships with guys like you, you know, and then continue to reach out. Some of our best players in our history, Tony Sands,
sure,
you know, is one of the best players to ever play here.
No
and
doubt.
Helped us a bunch down there. But having Bill on the ground down there is a positive.
Coach, you talk about that, and certainly you try to get this program. I mean, you've had the talented kids throughout the year, and you have roots in Texas that are deep. And certainly if you look at Oklahoma's roster, it's maybe 70% Texas. You know that you could ride that little train. Talk about recruiting at Kansas, which has been, you know, we're used to seeing more of Kansas in March and February than we are maybe in October, November, and December. That's changed over the years. It's changed back. Talk about fighting that stigma of basketball and trying to get that football, you know, that football program rolling.
Well, I think the first thing for us is to never apologize for having a world-class basketball program that's run by one of the best support people that you could imagine having in Bill Self.
Sure.
I mean, he's a football coach. You go to his practice, and there's no out of bounds. Those guys are running into the wall. I mean, there's no lines that signify out of bounds. They are a physical, hard brand, tough basketball team, and he opens fall camp for us every year with our team. I mean, he's just such a good football guy. He comes to every game. He sits in the suite right next to my wife, and he's invested. And you know, the thing that I think is changed so much is population patterns in the, in America have changed, and I think along with that, recruiting has changed, and more so, even more than ever. To me, some of the most fertile grounds in the country always have been, but maybe more than ever, is down in the Southeast. And one of the reasons that we had to get down in Florida, and we had to get down in Georgia, and we had to get down in Louisiana, was because there are more of the true type of athletes that can turn a program quickly in those areas than really just about anywhere in the country. Yeah. And you know, Texas is not unique. I mean, if the population patterns are changing there, there is a difference there. We have plenty of boots on the ground there, and I've got inroads there, but it's not enough to supply the entire country because it is so overpopulated, over-recruited. But, you know, when we were good here before with Coach Mangino and those guys, our roster was made up primarily of Texas kids, Southeastern Florida, Georgia, those type of guys, some Louisiana dudes, and then and really some of the best talent that's in the state of Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma.
Coach, as we're speaking with head coach David Beatty from Kansas University, also, it's, you know, the junior colleges in your area, in a lot of those areas also bring, and I mean, you're not going to make a living, you know, out of them. I know that, I know Bill Snyder did that for years and tried to load up with a lot of junior colleges. I know that the administration frowns on that for the most part, and it's rightfully so. It's a four-year school. But when you take a look at some of these junior colleges, you have a way to kind of infuse your program. Maybe instead of using an 18-year-old lineman, you can get a 20-year-old kid who's cut those first 2 years of growth and is ready to be a student athlete. Do you kind of find yourself maybe tapping into that a little bit?
Well, Larry, I'll tell you what, we've benefited greatly from a new rule change here in Kansas with regard to the JUCOs. They went from a very limited number of out-of-state players, I want to say it's 12 guys, now to unlimited numbers. So you've seen a huge influx of guys from the Florida area, from the Georgia area, up into these new Kansas JUCOs, and which has only helped us being so close to these guys. I think that's been something that's been very positive. But, Larry, I love talking to you because you understand this game so much better than just the average person, because – an 18-year-old offensive lineman, I don't care who he is. We had Luke Joeckel at Texas A&M.
Yes,
he was the second pick in the draft. And this guy was unbelievable in his career, but he struggled mightily his first year as a true freshman starting at Texas A&M. Huh. And we had five first-round picks on that O-line that we had with Johnny. Wow. All five of those guys struggled early in their careers, and there's just something to the maturity that comes along with a guy that's 20 years old, particularly when you got to get some things done a little quicker, right? So I just love visiting with you, Larry, because you just get it. You do understand some things that maybe some of the average fans out there don't understand. I think you give them great perspective.
Well, thanks, Coach. And also, I mean, speaking about some of the kids that you have on your roster now from South Florida, I know one that we're kind of familiar with was Peyton Bender.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this guy I still believe this guy is one of the most talented arms I've been around, and I've been around a Heisman Trophy winner.
This guy
has an unbelievable arm talent, and you know, has so much respect for Coach Leach. He doesn't recruit bums; he recruits unbelievable arms, right? And this guy, you know, played a point at Washington State when he came in, did a terrific job for him, and of course, they amassed talent there at the quarterback spot because of Coach Leach, and we were able to get him to come to KU and. He's a very talented guy. He comes from a very talent-rich area down there.
Sure.
And obviously some of the best coaches in the country. I'm an old high school football coach, and I'm never going to trade that title in. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Man, they wear so many hats. And, oh, by the way, they're coaches too. But these guys are phenomenal. Coach DeBuck down there, I mean, if there's one that does a better job than him, you're going to have to show me. I mean, they're all over the place down there. I mean, they're all over the place down there. American Heritage, where we got Khalil, Herbert.
Yes, 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 yes.
Going to be one of the better backs in the country.
I agree.
You know, just so many terrifically talented men down there that develop these guys. I mean, it's just a very fertile source for players, and rightfully so. And the thing that I really love about y'all's area is that they support these programs. They support them, and because of that, they continue to be talent rich, and they continue to really supply the rest of the country with players. And the last thing I'll say about this is the thing you love about Florida is those kids will go everywhere. You'll see them on
Yeah.
I mean, you'll see them on a Cal roster. You know, they'll go across the country. They'll go everywhere, and they'll make a name for themselves. And it's just when you get a kid out of Florida, you know you got a tough dude that is not afraid of being away from home.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are some of the things that you worry about with some guys, and you just don't have that issue most of the time with Florida kids.
Coach, before we let you go, anything, any new buildings going up, anything that you want to kind of brag a little bit about the school, some projects underway?
Well, you know, I think one of the biggest things was getting Billy Miller to come back home to Kansas, which he's a Kansas boy, and that's such a huge get for us. Not only is he an unbelievable coach, but just a great human. And then on top of that, we just broke ground on a brand new $27 million indoor that really is going to put us among the nation's best when it comes to that type of a facility. We were the last team in Power Five to have a dedicated indoor for football. And the one thing was, you know, it was hard for the wait, but man, the wait's going to be worth it because now it's going to be one of the finest in the country. I urge all those guys down there in that area, just come up and take a look now, because it's a terrific place that even when I'm an old Texas boy, so the first time I rolled over that hill at Campanile, I had no idea how beautiful this place was and how unbelievably nice it was and how committed they are to football. Just come take a look. It's a good spot, man. And Larry, we got to have you up here someday.
I will. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Have a great evening. We'll be watching you as you get more Florida kids. We'll be more interested and certainly watch this fall. Coach Dave Beatty from Kansas. Thanks so much, Coach.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Rock y'all.
Anytime. Good stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.